What the fuck is this? The world's most literal monster mash?
By God, dear me.
From Monster Stuck Scratched 2026, a competition run on the Homestuck Fan Author Coalition Server. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Andrew Hussey.
Dave, have an absolutely terrible idea. The past week has been a verifiable mental hell for Dave Strider. Yes, he's made it. The YouTube channel he created with his two best pros reached 1 fucking million subscribers on Tuesday. Unfortunately, said accomplishment has also instilled within Dave a burning need to celebrate the achievement. In fewer words, he has not a single goddamned clue how to show his appreciation for his viewers. And that bothers the shit out of him. He's the creative, the face of the brand. Without him, the entire operation collapses. Salix has no desire to be in videos, and Carcat's unfiltered personality is a one-way ticket to an account suspension. No, for the past 5 years, Dave has held this entire channel over his head like the world's stupidest Atlas. Now all that weight is about to come crashing down on his thick skull. He's about 2 seconds away from losing his absolute fucking shit when an idea finally strikes him. It is like a freight train slamming face first into him as he watches Silex try to unclog the apartment's meat grinder and lisps to nobody in particular.
God damn it, KK, you bought the wrong brand of sea crawler meat.
From the other side of the sofa, with his legs still idly draped over Dave's stomach, Carcat counters with his characteristic venom. A cicada-like buzzing growl drones forth from his chest and underpins his words as he scoffs and says,
as if that's my fault. For fuck's sake, Salix, how many times do I have to tell you to write down the details when you make a grocery list?
He literally turns his nose up and flashes his rounded, nubby teeth before continuing.
And it's the same animal, isn't it? Seacrawler from Gridiron is going to be pretty goddamn similar to Seacrawler from Basher. Who gives a single ever-loving fuck about the specifics? You! And presumably only you, seeing as the picky mammalian toddler over here won't touch it with a 90-foot pole.
Despite not feeling any sort of pressure, Dave eagerly reciprocates the ribbing, noting,
all of you know I've tried that jerky shit at least 5 times?
Here he adds a dramatic pause. He stares directly at Carcat and waits until he sees some squirming discomfort before he concludes, with great aplomb,
and I fucking hated it every single time.
Only because your weak mammalian masticators can't properly tear through the delicate flesh of a well-cooked sea crawler. That's why I've suggested we try it minced, dumbass.
Is Carcat's vaguely indignant reply. Salix, meanwhile, starts furiously smashing more chunks of meat down an increasingly overtaxed appliance. In between frenzied cursing and percussive maintenance, he shoots back.
None of that helps the dinner situation, morons. Pull your chittering faces out of your asses for 2 seconds and order some takeout. I think we killed this thing.
I ordered an Alternian brand specifically for this,
Carcat huffs. Despite his protesting, he whips out his phone and starts looking for halfway decent dining establishments. But he's never one to give in easily. No, he keeps on trucking, and his ranting persists.
This is so fucking stupid. Both of you are intractable idiots, and I should have abandoned you to your respective inevitable dooms ages ago. Fuck me for trying to be nice, I guess. You try to make your boyfriend one nice cultural meal, and it starts spewing smoke in your goddamn kitchen. Fuck. Greek food. Do you imbecilic grubs want some Greek food?
No, I want you to order all better, meat grinder. Dave volunteers. And the comment causes his two roommates to freeze. Carcat looks about ready to leap to his feet and strangle Dave to death with his bare hands. Salix, however, is the first to speak. He licks his fangs and taps his claws against the countertop. He takes time to digest what Dave has said. Then with a great deal of apprehension, he asks,
and what's your plan for that?
We're gonna make the most cursed sausage the universe has ever witnessed. I'm talking fucked beyond repair, insanity dished. Throw as much shit as we can in a blender, see what sort of awful shit gets tender.
Carcat intervenes before more sick beats can get spun.
That's just food waste, you spectacular moron.
And Dave, with the unflappable confidence of someone without the ability to foresee what horrors await, placidly counters,
No, man, we'd eat it.
This has to be your,
Carcat begins,
most insanely good idea yet,
Salix concludes.
Salix. Visit the sustenance supply store.
Being part of a three-wave YouTube phenomenon wasn't exactly what Salix Captor would have said if anyone asked him about his career goals. He originally dreamed of gainful, stable employment as a programmer. Instead, he let his loudest friend persuade him to help his boyfriend with a YouTube channel. Things snowballed from there, and would you look at that? Now he is the official third party in a consensual love triangle.
He assumes he's some sort of auspicious, but he never really thinks about it that much. Cockhead and Dave bend quadrants like overdone spaghetti, and it's not really his business what the deal is between them. It doesn't matter anyhow. Right now his goal is to find, as Dave described it, the most fucked up, dangerous, freak-ass alien meats you can get your hands on. He briefly pondered if such a comment could be considered offensive, but again, it's not his shit to sniff. Currently, as he stands in the middle of Bulkmart's Galactic Specialties section, he ponders his options. He studies the writhing, wiggling mass of marbled purples and blues that is Starscreamer meat, as he muses aloud.
He said he wants fucked up stuff, right? I guess that means the sort of shit that's, like, still moving. He wants that, what do humans call it? Sashimi?
It's just normal food, you clueless dolt! Kaka counters, his voice as loud and commanding as always. Today, he's wearing a bright red sweater with a crab emblazoned across the chest. A few old ichor stains from cooking mishaps of yore are splattered across its surface, and the slightly too short sleeves rise up as he crosses his arms and leans them against the cart's handle, further bemoaning,
"It's just normal, goddamned food! Maybe not to humans, sure, but it really boggles my think-pan when he calls Alternian stuff alien, as if we don't spend most nights
in public, KK," Salix interjects.
"Anyhow, I'm thinking we get some of the livelier crap to throw in this mix. What about you? Any opinions?"
"Yeah," huffs Carcat. "This is Dave's most useless idea yet. We're just going to have to stuff our faces with what will invariably be inedible shit. I'm sure our fans will be pleased, though. Everyone loves to ogle at suffering. Why don't we just preemptively ask the plumber if they want to be filmed for the follow-up?"
After rolling his eyes and laughing at his longtime friend shenanigans, Salix ignores the commentary. Instead, he starts loading the cart with every wriggling, squirming meat he sees and says,
"Don't worry so much, KK. This is gonna be great. Promise."
Predictably, Carcat has a similarly dismissive reaction to your reassurance.
"I'll make you literally eat those words, you bifurcated idiot."
Dave, make a bomb-ass video. 3, 2, 1. Dave Strider has never been camera shy. He knows he's got the charisma and looks. Really, the only thing he doesn't have is Sonic's editing skills, hence why he so desperately begged his boyfriend to recruit his little programming nerd, and right now he has a delightfully disgusting stock of thrashing meat spread across the apartment's polished countertop. And when Sonic gives the thumbs up, he launches into his usual spiel.
"What's up, y'all? We just reached 1 million subscribers, and we have a real treat to thank y'all for your cooperation. What you're looking at here is some genuine, 100% verified alien food. I'm talking the finest, freshest space sashimi you'll ever lay your pretty little eyeballs on, and we're about to sausage it, that's right. We're grinding up this shit and slamming it into that."
He stops long enough to point at the new meat grinder and sausage stuffer.
"For your amusement!"
Behind the grinning star, a pudgy troll begins stuffing handfuls of cubed, pulsating meat into the specified meat grinder. He mumbles minced curses under his breath and shakes his head. But he still plays along. He's not stupid after all. He knows the channel's revenue pays for the apartment. Still, he manages to get a few jabs in as he calls out some of what he's putting into the blend, grumbling,
"Why don't you take some of this galactic starfish, grounds-dwelling mollusk, and arboreal fungus and shove it directly up your..."
"Ho-ho-ho, there, cockhead!"
Dave intervenes. "Let's keep Daddy of YouTube happy. You know, the execs gotta play it up for the LCD purists, so let's take a little peek at what we're cooking."
His glib tone turns to a sort of clueless song as he ushers the camera toward the meat grinder. He jabs a pale finger at some of the fleshy, undulating material in its corkscrew and smiles like the clueless, hapless internet star he is as he continues,
"Get an eyeful of that shit. Freaking wild, ain't it? Keep stuffing it, babe. We're gonna be eating,
we're eating something tonight.
You... we'll be eating a whole fuck ton of slop, Strider. I, however, will have none of it,"
huffs Carcat. And Salix refutes the claim quickly, piping up from behind the camera to add,
"Oh no, KK, we're all about to enjoy this shit."
"Everyone, wait for the meat to stop processing.
TurnTech Godhead, TG, right now opened a memo on board the Dead Meat Watchers Society. TG."
"Yo, sup, we're in total agreement that this is the most bomb-ass epiphany of an idea I've ever had for our channel, right?"
"TG."
"I mean, let's be fucking for real. This video is gonna be popping while we're slopping."
"TG."
"Calling the fire brigade because we're going viral and about to get paid."
"TG."
"Spitting straight fire while the meat's on the wire."
"CG."
"If you drop so much as a hint of another sick beat, I will rip out your intestines and strangle you with them. Shut the fuck up, Dave."
"TA."
"Oh, come on, KK. Those are some pretty sick beats."
"TG."
"Thanks, programming nerd. You're good for something after all."
"TA."
"Mildly offended by that one, but okay."
"TG."
"Well, good news for you is that you don't have to deal with it since you're the pale guy in the romance rhombus or whatever the fuck it's called."
"CG."
"For the umpteenth time, Dave.
faith, it is a quadrant system.
CG.
Just because your tiny-brained mammalian species doesn't use it, doesn't mean you can slander it. For fuck's sake.
CG.
Every day I ask myself if this is worth it. Must I continue this piteous existence for pennies? Fuck both of you.
TA.
I mean, you do that, too.
TG.
Wait, everyone, shut up. What was that?
CG.
Nobody was fucking talking. Numbnuts. We've all been texting back and forth like these socially inept idiots we truly are.
TA.
Okay, so I hate to give Dave any credit, but...
TA.
I'm hearing something.
TA.
Sort of like growling? Or maybe moaning?
TG.
Well, as the face of the channel, we're all fucked if my beautiful face gets got, so I'll vote Carcat. Go check it out.
TA.
Dave's right for once. KK, go check that.
TG.
I think I'll resent that.
CG.
I don't hear a single goddamned thing. You're both probably fucking with me. Haha. It's shit on Carcat Day, just like it is every other day of the worthless year.
CG.
Whatever, fine. If it shuts you chunkle fucks up, I'll go check. Give me a minute.
CG.
What the fuck is that? You two need to get your asses in here immediately. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
CG.
Dave goddamn Strider, what have you done this time? Carcat. Freak the fuck out and behold what lay beyond the light of all things good and just. Okay, everyone, let's back up 5 fucking steps. Rewind the clock to one troll's greatest moment of pants-shitting woe. Just before sending the final memo message, Carcat Vantus stumbled from the warmth and comfort of his sofa and towards the kitchen. He tossed his phone from one hand to the other, taking great care to avoid letting his claws scratch the screen as he muttered obscenities under his breath. Sure, he loved Dave and Salix. They are, as much as he often hates to admit it, his best friends and confidants. However, such a fact does not exempt them from his wrath. And as Carcat rounded the corner, his eyes beheld the most disgusting sight. A roughly 2-meter-tall mass of churned and minced flesh of seemingly every color lay on the floor. Now that he was within earshot, he could hear it. Every time it contracted and expanded, it moaned. It breathed as it squirmed and pulsated across the white tile floor. It was at this juncture that Carcat sent the message. He then let forth an understandable shout of surprise. His phone dropped to the floor as he sprang back, narrowly dodging a tendril of meaty, dripping offal that reached for his left leg. Now Carcat's eyes are locked upon a phone he probably won't want to use again. Slime is smeared across the screen, and the tendril from before is busy squeezing, squishing against the device. After a few seconds of constant pressure, the phone snaps in half. Dave is the first to react, and his voice is high and tight as he stammers out, "Yo, Kit Kat, I think we got a problem." "First of all," Carcat shoots back, "you do not call me that. Secondly, a problem is the understatement of the fucking century. Fix this, Strider. I just got these floors waxed, and I refuse to pay for another round of ceramic tiles. If this thing breaks these tiles, I swear to God, I will specifically purchase the most eye-gougingly awful linoleum I can find." After a poorly suppressed whimper of apprehension, Dave forces out a characteristically smart-ass reply. "Oh, sweet baby Jesus, no, not the linoleum. I'd damn well die if you did that, man. Can't we be more reasonable about this?" Unlike Carcat, Dave manages to keep his voice mostly even. Only a few cracks betray his rising anxiety. The writhing mass of what was once assorted Alternian meats, meanwhile, pulses strongly. A gurgling shriek rises from its core, and a disgusting, wet squelch sounds forth when it shrinks inward. Then, with an unnerving amount of speed, it stretches out like a rubber band and tries to wrap a fresh tendril around Dave's waist.
"Okay, this is not my area of expertise, dude. Can you, like, fill me in on this?"
Dave yelps, barely managing to slide out of the thing's reach. Now a memory surfaces. It's a long reach, but Carcat can't think of many other explanations. He breathes in, clambers on top of the fridge, and reaches his hand down for Dave as he says,
"Our fucking idiot third bought regenerative meats to mesh together into a sausage. You know how worms on Earth regenerate when they're cut in half?"
Dave grabs on a Carcat's hand and scrambles to safety. It's a tight squeeze, and a jar of Goryeos gets knocked to the floor as he squishes himself into place. The crab-shaped ceramic vessel shatters, and the fleshy mass below immediately sets itself upon the wreckage as Dave coolly answers,
"Actually, they don't really do that, at least not all of them. Common misconception, you know?"
"Oh my fucking—" Carcat sighs and draws his hands over his face. He breathes in, shakes his head, and lets forth a low growl before continuing,
"Well, some Alternian creatures do that. They regenerate, and the meat is perfectly fine to eat when it's fucking whole and properly preserved. The problem here is that—
I just created alien space sashimi Frankenweiner.
Oh, fuck me!"
Another sigh,
passes through Concat's lips before he responds.
I really don't think it's the best time to be thinking about that right now. See, when these meats come into contact with other organic matter, they...
As if on cue, the fetid sludge, what was once multiple cuts of delicious salted space fish, galaxy worms, and fish and fries, expands with a fittingly stomach-churning squeal. From its depths comes a warbling moan, a sound that seems almost pleased as it oozes towards the fridge. And Concat, as he often does, catastrophizes himself into accepting the inevitable. He clings to Dave as he shouts,
"You fucking imbecile! This is your fault! If I just followed my plan and stuck to couples therapy for my career, this never would have happened!"
"Oh, but then we wouldn't have met. And that'd be a fucking shame, I think," Dave quips. His voice is thick with anxiety, but there's still a spark of genuine affection in there. It's enough to melt Carcat's wall of ice, enough for him to grudgingly admit, "Fine, that would suck." Then it's enough to give him some clarity.
After a further second of thought, and as he watches veiny throbbing growths crawl slowly up the fridge, he adds, "Where the fuck is Solix?"
Now, as though summoned by the sheer stupidity of it all, Solix trudges into the room. Unlike his roommates, he remains perfectly calm as he approaches the undulating mass of meat. He holds a large ice scraper in one hand and the apartment's largest pressure cooker in the other. And with one swift, smooth movement, he slides the wriggling mass free from the fridge and into the device. He then slams the lid shut and locks it in place. He plugs in the device and cranks the heat setting to maximum before staring blankly at the two men on top of the fridge and saying,
"Really? That was it?
Sheesh." He forms an L with his left hand and presses it against his forehead, adding insult on top of embarrassment.
"You both fucking wimps. Be glad I'm around to take care of shit or..."
Here he freezes. He stares, bug-eyed, at a tiny blob of leftover meat crawling onto his slipper. And with the least elegant screech possible, he kicks his foot hard enough to expel the tiny morsel and the corresponding footwear through the nearby open window. Dave, of course, snags the opportunity to gloat, smugly proclaiming,
"Who's the wimp now, asshole?"
And Carcat, after a few more minutes of panicked breathing, deflates. He remains on top of the fridge, staying in place even after Dave has dropped back onto the floor, as he mutters under his breath,
"I hate both of you so fucking much right now."
The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. Suburban Jungle by Michael Guy Bowman. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find links to other stories that I've read, my Discord server, and various ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.